Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our next guest just tweeted out a picture of himself blocking former Pitt defensive end Jamal Sheard. And he put the caption on it, "I'm ready." Zach Banner with us. Zach, were you talking about you're ready for this interview, or was there more to that social media
Tony,
post?
That was your cue to just slide me in, and here we go.
Okay. How you been?
Good, man. How you been?
I'm good.
Thank you, man.
How did you feel when you heard Mike Tomlin talking last week about reshuffling the offensive line for this year?
You just go right into it. You asked me how I was doing, and all of a sudden you just pulled that right out. Then you just laid it right on the table.
But it's a good topic, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good topic, man. It's a great opportunity. It's not done.
No.
Shit, it hasn't even started. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You have to think about, like, the bigger picture in my mind. Like, this grind is like a lifestyle. It's like what I do, what I think about when I wake up, what I think about before I go to sleep. It's like literally my life that I don't turn off. And it's been that way for the last 3 years going on four. And I just, you know,
yeah,
it just seems like one of those type of things that is like, it feels earned.
Mm. Is it, when you say grind, like that sometimes has a negative connotation to it because it sounds grueling or difficult. Is that what you mean by that word?
Just, man, like coming to this team second week of Latrobe, third week of Latrobe, the last week of Latrobe,
mm-hmm.
2 weeks into camp, 2 years ago.
Yep.
And then to the next year, like staying out here the entire offseason, not seeing my family. Going through the season and dominating at a position where it just wasn't, people didn't have what I did last year in their plan. Like, some people didn't even have me making the roster.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it felt relieving to just be out there in the lights, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
Just to feel that instead of like being on that. I mean, I've been active roster my entire career, but like that's like something some people settle at.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurt me not to be involved. And last year when I got involved in 200 something snaps, which is not even a quarter. I don't think it's a full quarter of the season,
uh-huh.
But still have significant reps to help contribute, win, success, run the ball. Just to be able to be a part of the offense last year, to then like earning more respect and just enjoying the ride. Don't get me wrong, it's fun. I've been having a lot more fun lately than I did my first two and a half years. But just don't get me wrong, like it's earned. I mean, I've been putting in the time all of quarantine. I had my brother out here. He's still here with me, sitting next to me. We actually paused the Netflix show to hop on your show, Tony, so congratulations.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know what I mean? You got to talk
That's
to
an
him
honor.
Later about that. You got to talk to him later about that. But, you know, man, it's just like the residuals are coming, but it just doesn't even feel like I don't even like where I'm at right now. Like, I want more. And that's pretty much what that tweet meant, saying I'm ready. I'm ready for more. I want to earn it. I want to keep earning stuff.
Zach Banner with us. I want to ask you a question that might get an honest answer out of you or might take the interview in a different kind of place. But the last time we had you in studio before everything happened, we asked you about the contract you signed, and you said, I'm betting on myself. This is a big year. I believe in myself. I took a contract that was short term because if I go out and have a huge year, it's going to pay off in the long run. And after that happened, the Steelers signed a guard and they drafted one. And I think that made us on the outside think, well, maybe they'll just keep Matt Filer at right tackle. And I thought about you when all of that offseason activity happened. So I'm interested in hearing, as that was going down, like, did you start to second guess your decision at all? Did you start to wonder where you really fit in the grand scheme of things?
Dude, Coach T at the end of the year told me, last offseason I asked you to possibly turn yourself into a swing tackle and be ready to play this year, and you did that.
Mm-hmm.
You did it at a high level. You have a complete flip of an offseason like that again, and this next year's offseason meeting, I want to talk about how you just started your first 16 starts, but you got to earn it. So, like, just to see that in my coach's face, for him to look at me and say that,
yeah,
to say, go earn that. I don't mean this in, like, no cocky way or anything, man, but I wasn't surprised on him trusting me to keep having a good offseason, man. He's checked in with me.
Mm-hmm.
He's had the strength coach check in with me, but you know, I'm not the one that reports my status. My teammates are.
Yeah,
I just work. So, for anybody who's just, you know, like listening to this, like it's really one of those type of things that, like, what we're talking about is still a dream in front of us, and it still has to be earned. I just really, really, really want people to understand, though, like, there really is no mercy when it comes to this type of stuff, because I've wanted this for so long, and it's right here.
Mm-hmm.
And I promised myself after the first time I got cut that it wouldn't happen again. And, yeah, it did happen again from the next team. But, like, that mindset never changed. Like, I'm not broken. I'm strong, and I'm just ready to go. And this quarantine kind of threw me off, but from the save from my brother, from holding the bag all off season and working out, I mean, I'm going to be in the best shape of my life. So I'm excited about the opportunity. But if you were asking me if there was ever any doubt in my mind this entire offseason, Pony, that's a no.
Yeah.
And I mean that in the most humble ways possible.
Sure. Zach Banner with us. Zach, how do you think, and you just mentioned the pandemic and the way it's thrown everything off. You're in a position battle. There's a lot on the line. And the way that you prepare and get ready for something, compete, is going to change in some ways, right? Potentially, like, fewer preseason games on the table. Maybe the way training camp works. I mean, as somebody that has, like you said, like, your career is in a big, this is a big moment for you. How does the way that, you know, coaches maybe analyze players change with, you know, the fewer preseason games and kind of a different training camp look? How does that affect you?
The success from anyone individually or team standpoint this year is going to come straight off of who is able to hit the ground running when we report.
Yeah.
Bottom line. And I know I can do that. Personally, I know our team's going to be able to do that as a big veteran group. I think people need to anticipate and hold high expectations for us because we are a veteran group during a pandemic like this. Because that's the same standard that we hold to ourselves, if that makes sense. Like, it's not like we're saying, like, oh, super big year and look out for us. That's dumb. You can't foreshadow football. You know what I mean? No one can. And so, but what I'm trying to say is just and have the TV on ready for it to be able to watch, you know, our team show that we're able to be that team that hits the ground running and is able to show off our cohesiveness that we've had, you know, for so long. And so key element parts, including Ben and including the rest of the vets, like Pounce and the rest of them.
How do things work with Chooks? Are you guys going to say, let the best man win, and now, you know, we don't like each other? Or how does that whole thing work when it's two dogs, one bone, Zach?
Yeah, fortunately, I mean, we don't have to play next to each other, so that's awesome. But, I mean, we're just, you know, it's one of those type of things where that's my boy and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, like, we go and we practice and we support each other.
Yeah.
And you have to do that because the decision really isn't so much about, like, whether or not, like, making a roster anymore, which is a big deal, not only to myself, but also to him. Like, it's we're battling for one spot, and then, you know, the other person kicks butt when he subs in for the jumbo tight end spot. I mean, and still is a swing tackle and, you know, still contributes to the team. It's really just fighting over a title. Now, don't get me wrong, we both have pride. We both want it. But, I mean, that's just, at the end of the day, that's my boy. So,
yeah,
I'll be the same with him.
Zach, any questions for me before we wrap things up here?
Pony, just not a question, but a statement. You know, get ready to be voted out of a job soon. I'm guessing it's one of those situations where they're just really waiting for me to be done with this. So, I think relocation is okay. I understand it might be embarrassing to try to, like, stick around in the media market that you literally got subbed out of, but I honestly think that if you want, I you can come stay in my guest room. I have a guest room. I know you're married. She was a nice lady and everything. I met her. You can go run pickup hoops out at the neighborhood park up the street. I know you like to play hoops, right?
Yep.
Last time we talked. So, nah, man, I really appreciate you having me.
But that's like what? Like, you're saying you're going to knock me off, but that's what? I at least have 10 years to prepare for.
I would like to think so. Yeah. I'd like to think so, Pony. Hopefully a 15, 20-year career out here in Pittsburgh would be a pretty good thing to end out on.
What Netflix show are you guys watching?
What was that?
What Netflix show are you guys watching?
Narcos Mexico, actually.
Mm. Okay.
Do you watch it? Is it too violent for you?
I have not seen it yet. That's about the Colombian cartel, right?
The Narcos. Yeah, no, Narcos Mexico.
So this is a spinoff.
Two separate countries. Here we go.
Yeah. So Narcos was so popular that they said, why don't we take this to Mexico and really kick it up a notch?
Some of it's fiction, but it's based on true events.
Yeah. All right. Are you betting on any? Well, you can't bet because you're a professional athlete. Yeah. Do you watch any of this soccer? Zach, I'm into
it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
United just beat Sheffield the other day, which is not something to brag about, but, I mean, we're rolling.
Is that your team, Man U?
I, you know what? Saying you're a Manchester United fan is like saying you're a Patriots fan. So let me explain. My first encounterment with soccer was back in sophomore year when I was working underneath Colin. You know that when I was working underneath him at FS1, they also had the broadcast rights. Okay. The World Cup, so I was able to, like, watch those guys in studio and stuff, and I fell in love with it and things like that. And I watched a guy who I kept telling my friends, you might laugh at this, called, I was like, hey, who's this awesome, like, Wayne Rooney guy? And they all started laughing and you know, told me it's Rooney. And then after that, I started watching United, and at that time we were like sixth or seventh in the EPL in 2014. So it's not really,
You're not a bandwagon fan.
Sir Alex Ferguson days and those type of things. And then I did my research. I started watching old clips, started watching old film, and I just fell in love with the EPL. I don't watch football outside of film.
I think I just said this to Craig, my producer. The name of the manager for Manchester United's name is like Ole Gunnar something.
Yeah, Ole Gunnar.
Yeah, Ole Gunnar. Okay. Yeah, you do know your stuff.
Ole, is that the wheel? Come on now.
Zach, it was great catching up with you, man, and I'm sorry that I interrupted you and your brother's TV binge, but this was worth it for me, and hopefully it was for you too.
Got you, Pony.
All right, man. I'll tell Zeiss you send him his best, okay?
I will. Is he still at the casino, or is he actually like just taking COVID-19 actually serious?
He's about to go on the air, so he can probably hear you right now if you want to say something critical about him.
Hey, Zeiss, hope your hair is not too gray, buddy. See you soon.
There you go. All right, Zach, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
You're the man, Pony. Thank you.
There you go, Zach Banner.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.